staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Now, with universities across the country closed, a looming global recession and uncertainties over COVID-19's trajectory, is it enough for higher education to move their learning online? Joining us on the line now, we have Dr. Thomas Barker, Associate Professor and Head of the School of Media Languages and Cultures at University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Good evening, Thomas. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. Now, if I could begin with getting your thoughts on what are some of the conversations that are currently being had globally about the challenges that this pandemic is posing for universities and institutions of higher learning?
Well, thanks so much for the invitation, Sharad and Melissa, to be here tonight. The higher education industry or sector is, like every other industry and sector at the moment, is really going through a challenging time. Higher education is also highly globalized, with lots of staff and students moving across the world. So the restrictions on travel and the problems around moving even have become real issues at the moment and also going forward. And you see these debates emerging in countries like Australia and the UK about the sustainability of some of their campuses and universities with the reduction or potential reduction in international students over the next 6 to 12 to 18 months. If you look at the Sydney Morning Herald from today, UNSW has just announced that it may lose about $600 million, and it's asking staff to take a pay cut and to do things like this to help the university financially. So there's some real struggles for some universities and some countries that really rely on international students for their viability.
Thomas, is this a direct result of the pandemic and concerns about being infected or countries where infection rates are high? Or is it to do with the recession and perhaps a lack of confidence in spending money in higher education? What's the source of the potential downsides of this particular crisis?
Well, I think it's a projection. I think lots of universities, some in Australia, such as UNSW, Monash, and others have really high international student numbers, and they make up a bulk or a real substantial part of the income of universities as the universities have shifted to fees as their source of income and the reduction in state funding. So I think it's partly students not turning up for semester. In Australia, semesters, at least in Queensland, where I'm from, they used to start in March. So maybe students aren't turning up. Students are requesting refunds. And then also looking at enrollment for maybe for the next semester after, that would be also where the problems are.
Right. Thomas, do you think that with younger people, with university students, they would be the first to likely bounce back psychologically from this crisis and be more open to traveling and living abroad and perhaps studying abroad?
Yeah. I mean, I'm no longer young, so maybe I can't speak on their behalf. But I think, it really feels like this generation, at our students' age, have it really tough. They've just come out of the 2008 recession. I was a PhD student during that period, and I came out into a job market that was pretty lackluster, and that hasn't really picked up, at least in higher education. And these students are similarly going to come out of graduate in the next few years into very uncertain times as well. And I think, but I think the students are also having a real struggle at the moment too, as they struggle to adapt to being locked down or being stuck in their houses, not being able to see their friends, trying to adapt to online learning. Students. I mean, on the optimistic side, students may come out of this and graduate much more resilient and much more able to adapt to really difficult circumstances. That's the optimistic side, I guess. But they may come into an economy where there's a recession and there are very few jobs, and that will be really difficult. Mm.
Thomas, could you tell us how Nottingham University Malaysia in particular, the problems that you've had for this period, the MCO period, and what you anticipate, how are you and your university dealing with these problems?
Well, like all campuses, it came very, very suddenly. I think we started a week teaching, and then I think by the Tuesday we had received instructions that that the country was basically going into lockdown, and, you know, not lockdown, but RMO, and we would no longer be allowed on campus, and that classes would be stopping, and there was a lot of confusion, and people were becoming quite, quite panicked. People didn't really know how close the virus was, whether they could move. We had students go home, both to their houses or their residence in Malaysia, but also overseas. It was like a 2 weeks of a lot of confusion. And then I think it wasn't helped by the fact that the new government was also finding its feet and wasn't really sure how to deal with this as well. And so we had some contradictory instructions or regulations from the Ministry of Higher Education.
Thomas, what do you think students want to hear from universities at this point in time? You know, you talked about the confusion that at one point we thought this was going to be temporary, but it's a lot longer than anticipated. So students who are now at home thinking about the next semester, what do you think they want to hear from universities?
I mean, I think students like us want to get back into the classroom. I think we've realized that online teaching is a struggle for both students and staff. We had to adapt to it really quickly, and I think both staff and students are keen to get back in the classroom. Get that face to face where it's much more personable and effective learning environment.
But surely, Thomas, after the MCO is lifted, you know, you're going to have the nature of learning and teaching in university is going to have to change. How is Nottingham University going to adapt to that?
So I think the online teaching may become a bigger part of the pedagogy or the delivery of content. It's not really clear yet how that will happen. But Nottingham, for example, has already begun to develop a tri-campus liberal arts program. So students would be taking liberal arts modules and degrees from three campuses and moving between campuses. We've had tri-campus online modules before in politics. We've done other kind of online forms of connection between the campuses. So in some ways, we've already started some of this kind of process. Mm. And we'll just have to see how much it becomes a part of life, I guess, right. After this period.
Yeah,
I'm keen to get back in the classroom.
Well, we're all going to have to make adjustments, long-term adjustments to the way we live, work and learn. Thomas, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris with Misha Radkutan signing off for this evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night. We'll